This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The sound of Syrian rebels shooting down a government helicopter Tuesday in the country's northwest, where opposition activists say Syrian troops are on the offensive in the last rebel stronghold. Video taken by the Associated Press shows the helicopter burning and falling out of the sky amid gunfire and cheering by rebels. Two bodies can be seen around the crash site. The shooting down of the helicopter came as government forces came closer to capturing the last rebel-held part of a strategic highway linking southern with northern Syria, which would bring the road under full control of President Bashar Assad for the first time since 2012. Top U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are spending a final day sparring with each other ahead of the first primary of the 2020 campaign in New Hampshire, each trying to gain an early advantage in the race to oppose Republican President Donald Trump in next November's national election. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren continues to keep hope alive.
I can't imagine any other way of doing it. You get knocked down, you get back up, and you keep fighting because it's not about me. It's about the people who are counting on me.
The contest in the rural northeastern state has taken on added consequence in the aftermath of a split vote in last week's Iowa caucuses that were remembered mostly for the agonizingly slow release of the final outcome. The problem was linked to a wrongly coded app used in collecting vote totals from throughout the farm state. The World Health Organization chief said the first vaccine targeting China's coronavirus could be available in 18 months. He said the virus has been named COVID-19. This as China reports 109 more deaths Tuesday, taking the total from the virus to 1,016. This is VOA News. U.S. law enforcement officials say four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking U.S. credit reporting giant Equifax in 2017 and stealing the personal data of nearly half of all Americans. Julie Walker reports.
Attorney General William Barr says China is consistently stealing from the U.S., whether it's technology, trade secrets, or something else.
For years, we have witnessed China's voracious appetite for the personal data of Americans.
The hackers are part of the People's Liberation Army, an arm of the Chinese military. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch acknowledges there's little chance of them coming to the U.S. for trial.
But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The hackers got names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and driver's licenses of about 10 million. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in Australia say heavy rain could extinguish all of the fires in New South Wales state by the end of the week. Parts of eastern Australia have seen their heaviest downpours in more than 30 years. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Since Friday, Australia's biggest city, Sydney, has been drenched by almost 400 millimetres of rain. That amount usually falls over 4 months. The deluge is helping a marathon firefighting effort. David Elliott, the New South Wales Emergency Services Minister, says the heavy rain has caused chaos in some areas, but could put out all of the state's bushfires within days.
We expect that a number of local government areas will be given natural disaster declarations, which will allow for extra funding, extra support, and of course make the appropriate response from our emergency services.
The Australian bushfire crisis began in September. At least 33 people have been killed and thousands of homes destroyed. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Some towns have gone from drought to flood in one day as emergency authorities warn of life-threatening flash flooding. According to a new report by a U.S. government watchdog, reconstruction and stabilization activities in Afghanistan have left just over 5,000 people killed or injured during a 17-year period following the 2001 U.S.-led invasion that toppled the Taliban. The reports said the deaths are the result of Taliban and other militant attacks. More than 70% of those killed or injured and about 86% of those kidnapped were Afghans. The death toll includes 284 Americans, both civilian and military. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.